Tesla's robotaxi program had a significant setback in Austin yesterday when a driverless vehicle rammed through bollards, those concrete or metal posts typically installed specifically to prevent vehicles from going where they're not supposed to go. The details still emerging, but a robotaxi striking fixed safety barriers raises immediate questions about the system's object recognition in low-speed, complex urban environments, which are ironically harder for autonomous systems than highway driving.
The bollard story is notable for a specific technical reason. Bollards are static objects. They don't move, they're not ambiguous, they're installed at exactly the locations where vehicle access is prohibited. Failing to detect and respond to a stationary physical barrier represents a different category of error than, say, misidentifying a pedestrian's movement. It suggests either a sensor failure, a mapping error where the vehicle's environment model didn't include the bollards, or a software error in the decision layer. Each of those failure modes has different implications for the safety case.
Tesla's approach to full self-driving and now robotaxis has been controversial within the autonomous vehicle community for years, specifically because the company relies primarily on camera-based vision systems rather than the LiDAR sensors that most competitors use. Cameras are cheaper and arguably more capable in good conditions. LiDAR is more reliable in edge cases precisely because it creates a direct geometric map of the environment rather than inferring geometry from images. A bollard that's, say, oddly lit or close to the vehicle's camera angle could theoretically be missed in a way it wouldn't be with LiDAR.
Now to Meta, which is in a genuinely difficult position this morning. The company ran advertising for an application that used AI to generate deepfake pornographic images of politicians, real, identifiable people. This isn't a case of some obscure image slipping through content moderation. Running paid advertisements for such an application represents a failure that went through Meta's ad review systems, which are supposed to screen for exactly this category of content.
The legal exposure is significant. Several states have now passed laws specifically criminalizing deepfake pornography, and there's active federal legislation being debated. Politicians as a class are also not without recourse. They have defamation claims, false light claims, and in some jurisdictions specific image-based abuse statutes. Meta's liability as the platform that affirmatively ran and presumably profited from the ads for such an application is a different legal question than hosting user-generated content, because advertising involves active commercial facilitation.
The broader context here is that the period from roughly 2025 to 2026 has seen an explosion in AI-generated synthetic media, both in volume and in realism. The technology required to produce convincing deepfake imagery has gone from requiring significant technical expertise to being a few clicks in a consumer app. Meta's ad policies simply haven't kept pace with the speed at which these tools have proliferated, and this incident will likely accelerate congressional pressure for platform liability reform.